Visionaries Global Media, your number one source for podcasting entertainment.
All right, this is the MGB review of, I will say, one match. It's Slack versus Nick Gage. That will be the only match I will be announcing. And that's the second
match. So is there two matches?
Yes, there is. The second match is a surprise.
Okay, so there's two matches. Uh-huh. So you actually prepared this week.
Yes, I did.
Last week we had a little bit of confusion. We were actually recording on the same day, literally moments afterwards. But you'd started, because I said I have something, because you don't have anything again. So you actually went and prepared something ahead of time for this one. Okay, all right. Uh-huh.
And
you said this is from 2010? 2020,
2020,
I mean.
March 17th, 2020.
That's the release date of the video. This could be from any time, so
yeah,
you don't know.
It's
that.
On Slack's YouTube page.
Oh,
if
okay.
You want to go check it out.
Okay.
Just Slack TV. And it's
Isn't it
versus
Slack?
Slack, yeah. Okay. Versus Nick Gage, full match GCW.
Perfect. 20 minutes. Oh, well, that's fine.
Yeah.
20. Oh, I recognize this arena as well. Oh, perhaps this is where GCW always goes then, but...
Yeah, Slack is coming out right now.
Jersey City Wrestling goes here as well. Oh, they've already got tables set up and everything.
Bulletproof glass.
Hmm, that looks interesting.
That's, I don't know what it is.
I don't know what that is on the other corner. It looked like...
The light tubes and a... That's a door. That's,
no, not that corner. That corner.
That's bulletproof glass.
No, not that.
Oh.
The other corner.
Oh,
not the near corner, the far corner.
That's light tubes.
Oh, okay.
And there was a tempting match that I was about to watch, but I decided not to. It's where they had a match where they made spear light tubes in a spear shape.
I'm not sure, but that looks like six kind of like cheese graters attached to the door as well.
That might be.
They're not cheese graters because they're too flat, but you can see it's metal and it's got holes in it as well.
Yeah.
And it's kind of curved as well, so as your body hits it, it kind of scrapes it. Oh my gosh.
Uh-huh.
There's barbed wire in one corner as well, I can see.
Yeah. This thumbnail is really bloody too.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
I'm not sure who... Oh, Dewey Donovan.
Dewey Donovan.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering, oh my gosh, is that bandages he's got on? Like, I can see, he's got his traditional headband on.
Yeah.
Oh, it must just have been the light. I don't think so. He's just wearing his headband, isn't he?
I don't think he would be wearing any band-aids.
No, I didn't think
he would.
If he would
wear
either.
Anything, it would be one of those, like, big white ones. Not one of the band-aids.
No.
Like, bandages.
He's good. I don't know if you know, I think he held this title for at least another year after this as well. He just lost to Matt Cardona.
Uh-huh.
And, this is why I recognize that. Like, I can see why the fans love this. Look how much they get to interact with Nick Gage.
Yeah.
Like, everyone's giving him, like, he likes that stuff as well. Whoa, he just dived into I don't know if they're front row or, like,
I
don't know how well he knows those people but, yeah.
He's just getting everyone.
Yeah, everyone wants a piece of Nick Gage right now, and the fans love him. He's getting high fives and hugs and kind of, like, everything.
Yeah.
So, yeah, not difficult to see why the fans love him.
Yeah.
You probably didn't even see his match on AEW then either.
No, I didn't.
Oh, jeez. You should be banned from having a podcast for seeing
that's
so
all,
little.
That's all, like, tubes in a square.
It's a square, that's what it is, yeah. So I wonder if you put that, like, over their head or something and then drop kick it or something. I don't know. I'm sure they'll come up with something creative. There's obviously a reason why they've done that. I'm just not sure what it is. And perhaps I just haven't seen enough death matches to know.
There should be, like, something, because it's not gonna... There's light tubes. There could be glass flying all over the place.
This kind of reminds me of... Well, I guess it's kind of similar anyway. This definitely has an ECW feel to it. Like, I haven't seen too many of those, but just the proximity of the fans to the wrestlers and the craziness of the... Yeah, that barbed wire wrapped all over the post and, enclosed arena and... Yeah.
I also watched another match recently where there was exploding... barbed wire all around the ring, around the ring ropes.
Was
so,
it the AEW one?
No.
Was it Omega? Okay.
No,
that,
it was
that
like
one was
from
terrible.
4 years ago.
Oh, okay. Was it in Japan?
Yes.
Yeah, they normally are. The Japan ones are normally pretty good, much better.
Mm-hmm. So if you try and run the ropes, the whole ropes would explode.
Yep. Well, you got to stay in there.
Yeah.
All right, they just kind of, they're getting in each other's face. I wouldn't want to be the ref in this case. Yeah. Well, he just threw the ref straight out.
Probably for the best.
Yeah, Schlack's like, no, let's just
all the
get
other
on
refs
with it.
Are on the outside.
They
too.
Are, yeah.
What's the point, other than them?
I don't know. I guess
counting. Wait, what is he wearing?
Like,
Schlack has something taped to him.
Yeah, he's obviously bought in some extra things for later in the match. All right, the wrestlers, ref's just gonna ring the bell. Yeah. You might as well, because they're gonna. They've already started. So all right, they're gonna try and slam him into the table. Nope.
Ducked under it.
And same thing. Yeah, they're not gonna. Oh, there we go. Suplex into it. Kind of hit the bottom. Oh, it's just knocked up on most of those metal things off.
Yeah, I don't know what those are.
Yeah, I'm sure it's
that
just a
glass
try
is
and,
flimsy.
Yeah, that, I don't think it's glass.
As soon as someone suplexed, it's...
I think that's like... Oh, it is glass. Oh, the way that shattered, that was glass. I thought it was plexiglass to begin with.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, that really
shattered. Oh, it left marks on Nick.
Yeah, he's holding his arm. That might have... That really broke. Considering how close the fans are to that, like, they could easily get a piece...
It would have been smoked.
Yeah, like, they could get a piece of that, like, easily. Or in your eye or something. Like, you got to be... a little bit careful. I didn't think they would have gone... Yeah, I wasn't expecting that within the first, like, minute or 2 minutes of the match, for sure.
Uh-huh. When we were at the death match, we were back row.
Uh-huh. But they still came towards us anyway.
Yeah, they did.
You knew that was going to happen.
Uh-huh. Schlack is making Nick smile.
Yeah, he's doing a Nick Iggy thing on him, right?
Oh, now he...
Is that a carrier bag? Yeah. Trash bag?
Trash bag.
Yeah.
Oh, he's suffocating him.
Oh, jeez, you picked a really PG one for this. Just cut a hole with your other finger. Just cut a hole in the mat. There you go.
There we go. Now he did it.
I see a way around this straight away. I was going to say, that's a flimsy piece. You got both your hands free.
I mean, if he was really in danger, that's what he would have done.
All right, so he's got one box of light tubes already.
Yeah. He's resting it on his head. On Nick's head.
Dropkick. Oh, no, he's jumping up top rope. Oh.
Elbow
drop. Nick's right on the edge there, and you can see his reaction from it as well.
Oh, yep.
Ooh,
cuts all over his back already.
Yeah, considering he's like a minute into this, 2 minutes into the match, it's... Yeah, he's got a few war wounds already. Some of those marks could, of course, be from some of his other matches. Oh, Schlag's got quite a...
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, now he's carving Nick's head.
They always do that on the head, yeah. And then just smashed it over his head on top.
Uh-huh. I learned that you have to start the match before, like, putting it on now because there'll be ads.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
So I had to start the match.
Well,
oh, Nick Gage is really bleeding under his armpit.
Well, it is on yours. I need to put an ad blocker on for you so you don't have to watch any. Like, there's a few things where it's annoying. Like, if I want to go to weather.com, like, the ad, it won't let you watch it because they're supposed to be ads. And it'll block. I'm surprised YouTube doesn't say that. Like, no, if you've got an ad blocker, you're not watching it. But they don't.
Does it work on Hulu?
No. It just shows you, like, a blank screen for 45 seconds or whatever it is. But it works for YouTube.
I'd rather watch the ads than do that.
I don't care either way. I'm normally doing something else when that happens. So.
Oh, I'd rather have something to look at. Oh, Nick Gage just sent Schlack into a bunch of chairs. He's really bleeding under his armpit.
He's got a lot, yeah. I'm not sure if that's from that first one. That glass really, really shattered. This, yeah, definitely reminds me of the match that we saw. Straight into the crowd. Everyone's got out of the way. Everyone's got their phones out. Everyone's getting their own personal copy of this. And he's going to get suplexed into all those chairs. That didn't look too bad, actually. It kind of looked more uncomfortable than anything.
Mm-hmm.
He kind of landed on the top of one, and it kind of flipped him up a little bit. Kind of looked effective, though.
Who's that?
Oh, he's moving
getting
his coat.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. If he's got blood all over his back, and then your coat's there, you got blood all over your coat. That probably wouldn't be very cool. Actually, I don't know. I'm sure some wrestling fans would love that.
Yeah.
Hey, look, you see that red mark here? That was when I was seeing Nick Gage and Schlack at GCW for the world title.
Uh-huh.
Like, he had blood all over him, and then some of it got on my coat, and... Yeah, I think actually some of the fans would actually probably like that. Chair shot. Plenty of chairs there.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to be curious. I always think of Nick Gage with these matches of getting the trash can out, putting it over the opponent's head, and then either kicking him or throwing him into the ring.
Yeah,
oh, he's
biting
him. So I'm going to be curious to see if he does that. Or perhaps it was just the two or three that we saw when he was at Nova Pro.
Schlack is really strong.
Yeah. Yep. He's a name that I like when he came out. If you hadn't have told me it was Schlag, I didn't know it was Schlag. Like, I've seen a couple of his matches before, and I know they're brutal, but I just haven't seen enough
to... I remember his match with Abdullah.
I just don't recognize. I haven't seen enough of his matches to recognize him. Oh, now there's
the like the box thing, the box light tubes in the middle.
Uh huh. Oh, Nick's got a chair. Yeah. Looks like he's playing possum right now. Like, I don't think he's even looking. Yeah, he just ram-raided him with that chair straight to the head. He was trying to disguise the fact he had a chair, which doesn't really work.
Never mind, they're all barbed wire.
Oh.
That's probably That's probably how they got cut. Oh, there's Nick was just slammed on the cube. Or box, whatever. Light tubes.
It was like a cube. It was like a square of light tubes, and it was like four layers of them, something like that.
Uh-huh. I like the top roof. It's really colorful.
Yeah, I don't know if that's... That made me wonder, first of all, is it like a canvas? Church? I thought it was like a tent, like a big, like a circus. I'm not sure if it's what it is exactly.
It's not like... Light tubes to the head again. Now he's carving it again.
The angle's not perfect, so I can't really see which part he's kind of digging it into at this point.
Right side of his head.
Yeah, like, I couldn't see how close to his eye it was. If he was jabbing into his ear.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out that. Schlag certainly had most of the offense right now. I'm assuming Nick's going to get...
Yeah.
As a champion. I'm assuming Nick's retaining right now.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems like Schlag's had too much... All right, Nick's actually got the... Oh, I spoke too soon. I was about to say he's got the advantage right now.
Yeah.
Oh, they got one of those glass on set up on the outside there as well.
Oh, yeah, they do.
I think that's going to come into play. It looks like it's balanced on a couple of chairs or something. I think that row's a bit further back, actually.
Yeah.
The match with Matt Cardona, they had some of his wrestling figures out there. He has a wrestling figures podcast.
Oh, he does?
So there's like a little display for that. But yeah, they've definitely got something to... Hey, actually, I was about to say, it looks like that fan or that person who's working ringside is actually trying to set that up a little bit.
Yeah, he is.
He looked like he was adjusting it a little bit. Alright, Schlag's got a door on him now.
There's a chandelier.
Nick's on the top page.
Oh!
Top rope. Oh, he's got a lot of glass. Schlag's got a lot of glass in his back or light tubes in his back. I can't quite tell which it is. Oh, yeah, look at the floor right there. There's like so much stuff there.
Yeah.
I'm assuming this has to be the main event. Like, you wouldn't want to clean all this mess up before you go to another one.
Yeah,
I do. If it's for the World Championship as well, it's probably got to be.
With these two?
Yeah, I think GCW would struggle to find a match bigger than this. So, Nick Gage is massive at GCW.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be curious to see what happens. Now he lost his championship, actually. I'm not quite sure how that storyline's going to go.
GCW shut down, right?
No.
Oh.
You're thinking CZW.
Oh, yeah, CZW.
Yeah, it's kind of brutal like it. But yeah, no, GCW is doing really well.
Oh, Nick Gage
tried to catch it. Yeah, he missed that. Tried to suplex him onto the two chairs, and it didn't really work. He kind of suplexed him over the top of them.
Now a suplex will hurt more than it usually does because of all the glass all over.
Oh, sure, yeah. Yeah. Is he trying to take his pants off? I'm
looking at the ref's gloves. Those are AJ Styles gloves.
Oh, that's the ref from MCW.
But look at his gloves. Those are the ones. Yeah.
That was the guy who was in Hollywood.
Those are AJ Styles gloves you could buy at the WWE shop.
I can just see a color. I can't see anything.
Those are exactly what Jackson.
I'm trying to look at his logo, but I can't see the logo. Oh, look! It's all like the glass is all in Nick's shoulder
it's
right
all
now
red
as well.
Too.
Oh, jeez.
I mean, at least I think so. It might not be. If I see a little design on the bottom of it, then it definitely is. But that's what it looks like to me right now.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, that's a lot of blood.
That's a lot of glass.
Uh-huh. I learned a fact today in the car.
Okay.
36 minutes. Well, if you eat a hot dog, you lose 36 minutes of your life.
Uh-huh. That's what the
story is. I wonder what this does to you.
I'm going to guess more than 36 minutes. I tried doing the math on it, obviously, being a teacher. So I was like, all right, so one day is about 48 hot dogs. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, but a year has like 365 days. Even so, like 365 days times by 48 is like a ridiculous number. That's like 18,000. Like, no one's eating 18,000 hot dogs. That would be like a year of your life. So it's like, it sounds kind of bad, but I think a cigarette, I think it's kind of the same. I think every cigarette you smoke is like 30 minutes off your life, or perhaps it's 10 minutes.
Oh my gosh, that's a lot.
I don't remember the lot. And obviously,
some people smoke like 2 packs a day.
Correct, exactly.
How many are in a pack? Like 12? 20.
20. Oh. So yeah, it might be, perhaps it's 10, but even then, yeah, you smoke a pack of 20, that's 3 hours gone, and just in one day, and then every week, that would be like a whole day or something. Yeah, so it's not good, good at all.
Nick has a whole sheet of two sheets taped together, barbed wire, light tubes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's running the ropes. And he kicks it all over Schlack.
That would have gone in all to the crowd as well. You could see, like, the fallout from it. That would have looked impressive. Camera people are doing a really good job, actually, of filming the impact for these.
Yeah.
Because you could do something really good, and if the camera person misses it, then it's...
Like Rob?
It'd be, like, nowhere near as good.
Didn't Rob jump off a roof and...
It was Lance. Oh, Lance. Colby Carino's birthday party. That must have been a year ago, because it was Colby Carino's 25th anniversary last night.
Oh, it was.
He fought his dad.
Oh, he missed.
His dad hasn't wrestled in like 5-6 years. Lance was actually ringside as well, which was good to see, because I know he's had his, I think, chemotherapies recently to try and...
For colon cancer?
I can't remember which one it is, but yeah, he's...
I thought it was the one that I see all the time on TV.
Oh,
I always see Cologuard things on TV.
Oh, okay.
And that's for colon cancer.
Okay, I don't need... That's some really strange personalized ads you're getting there, but...
I don't know why they're... I don't think they're personalized.
No.
That's Hulu.
Oh,
they don't personalize their ads, I don't think.
I don't know about that. I don't know. Most of them do now, but...
Oh, I don't know. But I got them, like, a year ago.
But yes, they missed... They kind of missed Lance jumping off the roof. But I remember... I think... Rob sent me, like, the video, because I asked. I was like, they missed that? And someone was like, hey, somebody got... Like, obviously somebody recorded it on their phone. But, yeah, they were focused on the... That was the weird part. Like, it was over such a big area. It was difficult to know what to focus on. And
I wonder what somebody, that is. Is that...
Somebody obviously said the wrong thing at the wrong time. So.
What is that? Is that, like, wood with foam on top? I have no clue what that is.
I don't know.
He flipped the bird to shellac.
Yeah, he's got the crimson mask right now, that's for sure.
Uh-huh.
And a DDT straight onto the...
Wood thing?
Yeah, the wood and the glass and the light tea remains and everything else. Ref's just like, get up. Ref, he just got slammed down on... Yeah, just get up. Ref's looking around. Like, they're banging on the side of the ring. The ref was looking like somebody was coming from the outside.
Yeah.
So
I think he's just, like, looking this up and I don't know.
Like he was checking for something.
That guy's playing on his phone.
He could just have recorded the scene of him getting DDT'd on the glass and then wants to tweet it straight out because he'll be the first person to do it.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
I don't know. I don't know for
remember
sure.
Remember that
but...
person who was playing Pokemon Go the whole time at the Bruce concert?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. Don't get it. Do not get it. Seems a total waste. I'm going to guess they went just because their partner wanted to go or something. But yeah, at that point, you might as well just not bother.
Yeah. Oh! He got his doodle on the barbed wire.
ropes. And now he's just got the light tubes on his head as well.
Maybe, you already know.
With being from there as well, that I'm going to say the people in the crowd are way more likely to get a piece of that as well.
Yeah. No, Nick is on the outside. Oh, I think they're going
for that piece now that was set up.
I think
it's
Nick
precariously
is...
balanced, but oh jeez, yeah, they moved everybody off the front row. I'm not surprised. Like,
yeah,
that was
glass.
Yeah,
all over.
It's all over. Yeah, they would have to get people out of the way quick. People don't have to move, of course, though, when they do stuff like that.
Yeah. Oh. What? Oh, Nick's got a cut near his eye.
Yeah.
What happened? Did they just miss an open goal?
I wanted to finish early so I could watch the Liverpool game. So I said, I'll just put it on in the background. And there must have been like 5 clearances off the line, all in the same fraction of a second. Liverpool are claiming it's a goal, but the referee has something on his watch that tells you if it goes over the goal. Oh, they're claiming handball on the line. Yeah, I think that's handball. Then he cleared it with his foot. I think there should be a penalty from what I just saw, but...
They have like a buzz if it goes
there's a sensor in the ball. Oh, they hit the crossbar first. That's a handball on the line. That's got to be a penalty. I'm going to be upset. All right, this is near the finish. One, two. Oh, the ref has a really weird way of counting to three.
Yeah.
Like, there's extra pauses up there. Oh. Jota's appealing for the penalty. It's got to be going to VAR, surely. It looks like he's saying, hold on a second.
Oh, he has the pizza cutter.
Oh, they always have to have the pizza cutter. They haven't had the cheese grater.
I think the cheese grater was... Oh, wait. What are you doing? Oh!
The ref's gone to look to see what it is. Oh, he's pulled it. He's going to say, hey, look, I want you to decide. I don't even know why they're deciding. It's obvious. It's a handball. It bounced off his knee, but into his arm. And without that, it would have got... Did they give the goal?
Red.
Red card! Oh, no! Oh, shut up! That's not a red card. Oh, my. That's a terrible decision. That's not deliberate at all. I'm sorry with this match going on, but that is garbage. I feel so sorry for that Chelsea player. How on earth did that... Unless
even
he did
Liverpool.
A second... Yeah.
No, he didn't show the yellow and then red.
He showed a straight red. You're right. Oh my gosh. There's nothing there. That just bounced off his knee into his arm. He did not move his arm to try and flick it. Oh, now, now the Chelsea captain or one of the Chelsea players has got booked as well for... Oh my gosh. Well, I want to see the end of this match now quickly.
Oh, there's another yellow card.
And then Liverpool. Yeah. Oh, there's going to be plenty because they're furious. Oh, Anthony Rudiger. Oh my gosh. Well, this will be obvious now that this is 9 days out of date when we...
Do they get the goal?
Nick Gage pinned him. Yeah. I knew that had to be the finish. It's a penalty. It would have been a definite... The problem is, it's a definite goal. But it shouldn't be a red card because it wasn't deliberate. Uh-huh. It should have just been a yellow card.
Okay. And before we start the second match, I have two questions for you.
Okay.
Number one question. How many subscribers do you think Brandon Kirk has if he only uploaded 7 videos?
He only uploaded 7? Mm-hmm. I wonder if he's... Do you know how old his account is?
No.
Okay. That surprised me it's only 7, but Brandon Kirk's really popular. I wouldn't be surprised if he had over 1,000 followers. I don't know, some are weird. Like, some wrestlers who post have, like, so little followers for that very reason. And then some of people can have, like, thousands. So, this is really difficult. Actually, I'm going to go lower. I'm going to go 200.
5,700.
Jeez.
They all average about 2,000 views.
Wow.
And this one really caught my eye. 1.2 million views.
What the heck? Who is it?
Masashi
Takeda?
Takeda versus Brandon Kirk.
I don't know Takeda. I don't know. Is that the one we're watching?
Yep. Okay. Let's see what all this hype of the two.
Is this? I wonder if this
1.
Is from Japan.
Million.
Like, this is embarrassing for me. I don't know the new Japan wrestlers very well at all. Actually, he looks familiar.
Oh, he got lots of cuts all
over
him already.
I think I might have seen him before. Actually, yeah, he looks like a deathmatch wrestler from what I can see on this.
Yes, he does.
Yeah. So this wouldn't surprise me actually if it was a Japanese legend who I'm just not as familiar with. Oh, I recognize the ref as well. Is it Ryan T, I think his name is?
Mm-hmm.
He looks familiar as well. Yeah, no, Brandon Kirk is very popular. But
yeah.
I'm going to assume, no disrespect to Brandon Kirk, but obviously the other matches don't have as many views as that.
Yeah, they were all like 2,000.
Correct. So it's definitely for the Japanese person who's in this match. But
1.2 million is a lot.
Yeah. That's great. For a wrestling match?
He probably got like 5 grand for that.
For an indie match?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot.
He probably got 5 grand from YouTube for that.
From commercials?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a crazy amount. Like, WWE videos can get that much, but that's WWE. That's totally different. Millions
watching.
Oh, look
at his ear.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Yeah, he's been wrestling for a while. I think he's a Japanese legend.
Yeah, I think this is
standalone wrestling?
Yeah.
Okay. I've not heard of that one. I don't know where this is from.
Gosh, that's a lot of cuts. They might be from bleeding.
There's some scars. Yeah, it could be. Yeah, it could be from... Oh, we got a commercial already.
Oh jeez. I can't control.
He might have got even more than 5,000 then. 1:27
in. That looks like a commercial.
And there's another one as well.
I don't know.
Should have watched this on mine. All right, we're good. All right, so they got the table set up in one corner. Yeah. They got the light tubes in another.
They got barbed wire tables in one corner too.
I'm not sure. Is that just the padding? It looks like silver on that ring post there. I'm not quite sure. We definitely got some barbed wire. Yeah. All right, a respectful shake of hands. Oh, I just saw some scaffolding to the right.
Scaffolding.
So they're
going to
be jumping from that, or somebody's going to get thrown off that, or
that might be a different match too.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
No, this is a legend.
I assume this is the main. Well, for that reason, he might not need to do quite as much as that. If you're a legend, you kind of get away with a little bit more because everyone's excited just to see you anyway. Like you don't have to go quite as crazy as that. Like Nick Gage doesn't care. Like in his matches, he'll go. Even though he doesn't need to, he's going to do it every time. He wants to put it all on the line every single match.
Yeah, so. I was actually shocked when this one had 1.2 million.
Yeah,
That's not what I expected.
For an indie, all right, Brandon Cook's getting close to the barbed wire, but he managed to force himself away.
I was honestly surprised he had 5.7 thousand subscribers, too.
With only 7 or 8 videos. Yeah. I think it's possible then. Don't you think that people saw this one and then was like, oh shoot, I need to subscribe to this. And then perhaps he's just not released as many since. So.
They're giving each other light tubes so they can have a light tube fight.
Yep. Kind of using them like kendo sticks, but they're going to break much easier. Swing and a miss.
They both hit themselves on the head. Or the other person on the head.
Well, those were gone pretty quick.
Yeah.
And looks like he's going into the barb. Oh.
Ouch.
Yeah, he was hoping he was going to bounce.
Oh, is this ear bleeding already?
I don't like barbed wire.
Why not? Oh, yeah.
Once it digs in, like, you can't get it out because you can't reach it, and his
ear's bleeding already from the light
tube.
Stuck
to him.
From the light tube.
Yeah, oh, gosh, yeah. Yeah, no, he totally got him. Brandon's got another one in his hand already.
Well, you got to expect some blood when you're doing a death match, especially when I saw the thumbnail for this.
Uh-huh, there's a cheese grater. I missed that in the last match. Like, you always gotta have a cheese grater.
The thumbnail was a lot of blood with, Masashi, and I looked like the noodles to the head.
I was just about to say, the other thing that was missing was the noodles. Like, when they stick in the hair and it kind of looks like a mohawk. That's like classic deathmatch wrestling. As far as I'm, perhaps American deathmatch wrestling. But a number of matches where I've seen that, like, the first time it was like, whoa! And, what we didn't have last match as well. We didn't have the fork either.
You
normally get like a metal fork and they'll jab it into your head as well. I didn't see that last match. They had plenty in that last match though. They didn't need anything else. I guess you don't have to have every single thing in there, but I'm used to it. Alright, training blows on the outside.
Do you wanna talk about the new format you thought of or no?
I wanna save it for next week. Because the kind of as we start recording, it'll become self explanatory at that point. Oh, they're straight into the crowd already. Everyone's moving out of the way because they got the light tubes.
So the listeners will have 2 weeks of suspense.
No, 1 week because this is coming out. This isn't coming out on Monday.
Oh, I thought you said it on the last episode.
I see what you mean. Well, yes, they'll have 2 weeks of suspense. But I'll have 1 week now from now. I think it's a good idea. If you end up not hearing it, then I'm probably going to get Matt to listen first, and we'll. I'll sometimes ask Darren to listen. I think I asked Paul to listen one time as well. I might ask somebody else first what they thought, but I think we get pretty much artistic license. If we want to do it, we can do it. And we have a pretty hardcore group of fans who listen to what we do.
I don't recognize him, but he reminds me of somebody else that has those bumps like that too. Oh,
Mr. Bump?
No, Batista. But not his him, but him in Guardians of the Galaxy.
I was gonna say just for kicks, is it Konosuke? But...
No,
because that's about the only other Japanese wrestler I know.
No, but he has those bumps too. I think.
I think that's Jackson's face. Oh, in his mouth! Oh, come on!
He added a light tube in his mouth.
Oh, no.
At least I think it's Batista in Guardians of the Galaxy, but they have lots of bumps like that.
What? Is that scissors?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that'll work as well. Oh, jeez.
Uh-oh.
Just cut his hair. Yeah, you got to block that. If you got that in the eyes, that would be...
That would not be good.
Yeah, that's not good.
Oh, he hit him.
Yeah.
He didn't hit him with the sharp end.
Yeah,
he used it. At least I think so.
I don't know. I guess we'll soon see.
He hit him with the scissors again.
I don't like scissors in a match. I don't like it.
Probably wouldn't be the worst thing that they've ever done.
Probably not even close. But...
Oh my gosh. Oh, he's carving.
See, when
it
they
his
do
head.
Things like that, they like don't jab it in. They put it to the head and then they move it around. But
yeah,
I'm still a little not totally squeamish, but there's certain things in deathmatch that I don't like.
Yeah. Oh.
It looks like a. Oh, I thought it was a skewer, but it's just one of the Like, I can't even see what's going on. I don't like that when you do something on the camera, though, but you can't... If you can't even see it from the camera, you know the fans can't see it either.
Well, you
so
know...
I understand they're trying to suggest that violence is going on, and you kind of have to... And obviously there is a lot of violence going in as well.
Yeah, here's what I saw. He grabbed the noodles.
Noodle? Oh.
No.
Oh, he's going to jam into his head now. Yeah. And then bash him in. Yes.
That's what I saw.
Oh, my... That looks really convincing. That might be the best one I've ever seen, actually.
How is it stuck?
That's the best one I've ever seen. By a long way. I'm going to guess if the blood's coming out, that kind of helps it to stick a little bit.
You're impressed and it's halfway through the mesh.
That was awesome.
This is halfway.
Sometimes they fall out, and sometimes they kind of got to hold them in a little bit.
Usually, it's not always like a stack. It's sometimes one.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that worked. They all pretty much stayed in as far as I could tell.
Uh-huh.
All right, I think Brandon's turn for some offense now.
Yeah.
Oh, did he say how long ago this match is from? Brandon looks younger than I recognize him.
I think
when I last saw him.
2020.
January 2020. January 7th, all right, so it's at least 2 years. And like I say, we don't know if this is released live at all. Oh, obviously this is before COVID as well, because otherwise Japanese wrestlers probably wouldn't be traveling into America as well.
Yeah.
I guess I didn't really, well, except for very special circumstances, I didn't really think about that at the time.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I'm kind of disappointed in when we do these watch-alongs, if it's a match I'm not familiar with, like, I'm trying to figure out how much is the crowd loving this. Like, when you can't hear it,
mm-hmm.
like, I don't know. I'm not seeing anyone clapping right now, or, like, sometimes you'll get the
charge.
Yeah,
they're clapping right there. Yeah, you
all right,
see
I can see a few people now. I can now. But you can't hear,
gosh.
Like, this is awesome.
That's a lot of blood.
I guess it doesn't matter.
Oh, they have the glass.
They're
That's
bringing...
thick glass.
Too. Oh, they're helping him out. That's a ref who's pushing that in. That's a little suspect when the ref is bringing some. I don't think you can request extra items in the middle. Now, that looks a lot sturdier than the one in that last match. That other one bended. And was like,
that's
plexiglass.
Cool.
That looks like a shower. That looks like a door on a shower. That looks.
Oh yeah,
it's kind
does.
Of. It looks a little frosted. That might just be the lights that are doing that. But that is, that's a piece of glass right there. That looks a lot thicker than the previous one, and it looks like he's gonna get suplexed into it, or he's at least gonna try. He's fighting out of it.
He's
not going. Yeah, you're gonna get a few elbows. Oh, now he's reversed it, and then Brandon going through. Nope. Brandon says no as well. What does it say on his shirt? Choose blood.
Yeah.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I thought they were going to go for a spear. Oh, now he got suplexed.
Oh, Brandon got
through.
Suplexed into
that
the
broke
glass.
Nicely. That
it
broke
did.
Nicely. It didn't go out as much as the one in the previous one, but it had a nice visual as it broke up.
Yeah.
But the other one was violently, it kind of went to the side.
Did you
that
see
still looked cool.
When I think it might have been Kurt Angle or I know it was Shane McMahon and Kurt Angle in the match.
Uh-huh.
But I don't remember who got suplexed into the wrong glass.
Uh-oh.
It
oh,
stayed
yeah.
solid.
Yeah.
One was supposed to break and the other one wasn't.
Yes. I've heard that and I can't remember. I don't know
Kurt
when
Angle's
it was,
documentary.
Yes. I have heard that story for sure. But yeah. Like the when we talked to Ethan Cross. And when Ronda Rousey was like being arrested or Charlotte mm-hmm. was being arrested, like when they put them in the car, like the glass in those cars was definitely fake.
Yeah.
Like it broke way too easily. So yeah, oftentimes I'll just use that one that breaks easy. But all right, pin. Nope. Brandon kicked out at three.
Yeah.
Has he got a chair? Looks like he's setting up a chair.
Yeah, I think he is.
I'm not sure. Oh, he's putting the next piece of glass on. Oh, okay. All right. This is the one they rolled, they kind of,
no one ever has
ring.
One piece of glass on the shower.
So we got one on each chair. Ref's helping him out again. Yeah,
yep.
make sure it's safe, ref. Make sure it's balanced perfectly. Kirk's still on. Oh, Kirk's underneath the glass. Oh, is he going to jump through the glass onto Kirk?
That's got to hurt.
That's interesting.
I think it's in his eye.
I didn't think that.
Oh, never mind. He got out and hit him with a light tube.
Yeah.
Well, I guess what if the light
oh,
tube
super
glass gets
Oh,
in?
He's going through it. He's going through. Power bomb.
Oh, he went through.
Well, not a power bomb.
Wait,
but
what?
He just got
up.
Yeah, he almost no-sold that. Oh.
But then the DDT does it.
Yeah, that should be it. One, two.
No, it's not even close.
I thought that
it's
was
like 12 minutes, I
he
think.
He just went straight through the glass, though.
Yeah.
He immediately got, like, tombstoned, and then I assume that was going to be it. Well, I know it wasn't a tombstone, but it was.
Yeah.
He like got dropped on his head, and he kind of like, the first one though. Yeah, he totally no sold that. Like, what the heck?
Yeah, the ref is wearing gloves, knee pads.
As soon as there's blood, they have to. Yeah. So pretty much on these, you might as well just put them on at the start because you know that there's gonna be that pretty early. All right, I don't see any more major.
Brandon is tall.
Yeah.
I've never really noticed that, but he's very tall.
Yeah. I see any extra weapons particularly around.
Oh, no, scissors. Those are long scissors.
Those are weird scissors. I don't know what type of scissors
those
are.
Those are the ones that not that you don't cut with paper. Those are the
things. They look like those are just for stabbing. That's about the only thing that they look useful for.
That could end very badly if you're supposed to...
Hey, no running with scissors. Hey, that's not safe.
No, I'm not talking about that. I mean, like, if you do a big swing to sell it and they, and they're supposed to duck, but they don't, that could end really badly.
All right, he's positioning the light tubes on Brandon. Oh, Brandon's holding them for him. That's kind of helpful.
Do they have
to sign
a waiver?
The wrestlers? Well, if they're agreeing to appear in a match, there's a contract, so... They're good.
Oh, okay.
They obviously know if it will say it's going to be a match that's going to feature light tubes or whatever, I'm sure. So, yeah. I don't think you could put a wrestler in a match they're uncomfortable with because they would just back out at the last second. You can't just sign somebody up and it's like, oh, by the way, you're going to get scissors to the head and you're going to get slammed through
what
a table.
Is that?
And, they're bringing more stuff in.
Oh, light tubes. Except it's like...
It's like a wine holder.
It's like
thing,
in a
but...
frame, except they just fell out
Some
already.
Some of them fell out, unfortunately, yeah.
It's fine. It'll still hurt. Oh, a Swanton Bomb by Morosh.
That looks impressive.
Masashi Takeda.
Oh, now they get hit with
extra ones. I recognize the last
ones,
name Takeda. I don't remember. I don't know why, but I recognize Takeda.
One, two,
that's it.
That was a weird count.
Yeah, that's it.
That was almost like a four, but...
What did
you
rate these?
I can see now, you can see the fans are definitely loving this
Even
one.
The workers are clapping.
Oh, yeah, in the concession
stand.
Ratings? What are we going out of? Are we going out of 10 or are we going out of 100 like JGB does?
Sure, 100.
Out of 100?
Yeah.
All right. Nick Gage, I'm going to go with 8 out of 10. I'm not a big fan of death matches, so there's parts where you're going to hear me go reacting a lot to them, but I enjoyed it. I don't think I've ever disliked a Nick Gage match. You always know there's going to be blood and stuff. What are you giving Nick Gage then?
He just broke
a light tube over his own head, which totally missells the fact that breaking a light tube is bad. I don't like that at the end. If you've just shown that that's nothing, that totally devalues some of the match.
Look at all the fog from the light tubes in the air.
Yep.
I give the Nick Gage match 9.5.
Okay, all right. Now, I think probably if we're doing this regularly, you're probably going to go higher than I am because I'm really conservative with things like that. Like on my IMDb, there's very few films that I've actually given a 10 to. It's very rare.
I only gave Space Jam a 10 because I thought the other ratings were too low. I was trying to balance it out a little bit.
But yeah, for me, like an average type of film is probably like 5 or 6. So I'm not going to go too crazy on things like that. And for the second match, I'm going lower.
I'm going 6 and, oh, we're going out of 10.
Hold on, we're going out of 10 or 100? I already forgot.
I went out of 10. You can go.
You did,
10.
Didn't you? That's what I thought.
Yeah.
I'm going to go 6.5. I thought it was good, but... there was parts in it I thought that could have been... I didn't like some of the no-sell stuff that they did, so... And what do you give for the second?
I give that one a 90 out of 10. Oh, he works for...
90 out of 10?
9 out of 10.
So you
Big
give
Japan,
crazy
he,
reactions.
Well,
and,
I was reading this.
That's like a Jackson rating right there.
He wrestled for Big Japan Pro Wrestling Deathmatch Division. He competes as a freelancer for Freedoms and occasionally All Japan Pro Wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
His nickname is the Crazy Kid. No, this is not good. When in junior high school, Takeda discovered deathmatch wrestling and mixed martial arts, becoming a huge fan of both. After graduating from high school, he enrolled in the U-File camp training for a career in MMA. After receiving some pro wrestling training from Jun Kasai, Takeda debuted as a wrestler for Style E in January 2007.
It wouldn't be a podcast unless Hailcat turned up. Hailcat, we're almost done though. If Mason Hunter read that last bit, we would have finished without you. Whoa!
9.3.
Yeah, he's a legend. Geez. He's obviously not been wrestling too long then. If it's 2007, well, 14 years is not like it's a short time, but it's not like he's been wrestling 25 years or anything like that. 14
years, yeah. Who's his
9.37? I want to see some of the lowest rating he has is 7, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, the lowest rating is 7.
Let's look at his matches.
Most common rating is a 10.
His most recent match is Concrete Block Death.
What the heck is that?
Crazy Lovers to Masashi
Takeda.
And Takumi Tsukamoto.
Defeat
G-Shock
Tsukamoto.
1010 Akira Haido and Kankuro Hoshino. Daisuke, I remember him.
For Big Jam.
Daisuke Masoka. Masoka.
There's some interesting names on here. Revenge of the Resurrected, Light Tube Gimmick Death, Metal Highway Death.
Yeah, this
doesn't
mean much to us because...
I don't watch Big Japan. Yeah. We did that one time when I found all those matches. I can't remember which episode that was. That was a Christmas cracker one year. But when I saw all those, I'm like, oh, Mason's going to love all
this. Violent
Toad
Jack. That sounds like
you
a
did.
Cool match.
All right, I want to go see what's happening in the Liverpool game. So
yeah,
I think that means we got to finish this. So
that might be someone we're reviewing next time, Valentino Jack.
Possibly. Listen. JJ, you going to come and end Mason's show for him?
No.
I think Jesse followed.
What a balloon!
I think Jesse followed me down here.
Give him
no,
a water
she was down
balloon.
First. You followed Jesse down.
No, I came down.
Oh, you were just stood at the door?
Give Jesse a water balloon. Or give MGB a water balloon. To end it
water
off.
Water balloon!
Okay, this is MGB. We're out. Peace.
Music was Zigzag by Kevin MacLeod at incompetech.com. Licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0. https://creativecommons.org/licenses/by/3.0/